It's here and now, and we're going to take a trip back in time now, Robin, to 15 years ago this month, October 1999. I was an intern at All Things Considered, and I got my first NPR story on the air.
It all started at the editorial meeting with a Wire story saying that BP Amoco was banning the use of cell phones at their gas stations.
That is me, 17 years old.
Who can forget 15 years ago this month? It is precious.
And here is a little more.
According to the story, there's a small risk of a fire when a cell phone is used too close to gasoline or gas fumes. I was given the task of finding the facts. I began with a call to Tom Wheeler, president and CEO of the Cellular Telecommunication Industry Association.
This is something that has been a myth that's been spread by the Internet. It has been picked up now by the lawyers, I think, of the various companies. Trying to inoculate themselves, and what we've got is internet myths meeting a lawyer's search for inoculating the company, and that makes a pretty potent brew.
Well, that doesn't sound like much of a story. I kept digging. Jim Wallace?
Yes.
Jim Wallace has a long title. He's the manager of health, safety, and the environment for retail marketing at BP Amoco. Since they're the ones banning the use of cell phones at gas stations, I figured he could explain why.
We've been researching it for a while, and in fact, there are several different standards that are out there. One in particular is National Fire Protection Association NFPA 30 standard that talks about flammable liquids at service stations.
Standard number 30A. So that's what started all this. I may be getting closer. I called the NFPA to find out if the standard existed, and if so, what exactly it said.
NFPA does not have any type of warning or requirement against using cell phones at gasoline stations.
Julie Reynolds is the Director of Public Affairs at NFPA.
We do have a document called the Automotive and Marine Service Station Code. It's known as NFPA 30A. And within that document, there is a requirement for a classified area adjacent to and around gasoline dispensing areas, which would be the gasoline pumps. That area is where you cannot have any fixed electrical wiring or fixed electrical devices unless they are explosion-proof.
So standard 30A isn't the answer. Then why are 16,000 gas stations nationwide putting up signs that warn against cell phone use? Maybe Jim Wallace of BP Amoco knows of some incident where there was an explosion at a gas station due to a cell phone?
I'm not aware of anything, although I've read a couple of articles that have alleged incidents. I haven't checked out the exact incidents themselves, but for example, in the China Post, there was an article that in Indonesia that an incident happened.
Indonesia? The China Post?
Okay, so there you go, Robin. Now, it turns out the journalist in China didn't have any good evidence of cell phones sparking fires at gas stations either. The story was based on second and third hand sources, debunked. And by the way, Tom Wheeler, who I interviewed back then, is now the chairman of the FCC.
Well, and I am so glad that your voice has changed.
My voice finally dropped. Anyway, I wondered 15 years later, with all the cell phones out there, right, has anything changed? Because in a lot of those places, warning signs are still up at the pump.
I still see them.
Well, joining us now from Spartanburg, South Carolina, is Stephen Fowler, who's an electrical engineer and consultant with Fowler Associates. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me.
So in 2014, 15 years after that story aired, do we have any evidence of cell phones causing explosions at gas stations?
No, there is no evidence. There is no credible evidence of any cell phone causing an explosion at a gas station, even though there were rumors as such.
So why are these signs still up at many gas stations saying don't use your cell phone while you're pumping gas?
It's actually a code by the NFPA, which is the National Fire Protection Association, which says that any place that you have explosive vapors or ignitable vapors, any electronic or electrical equipment must be what is called intrinsically safe, which means it doesn't have enough energy to cause an explosion, or it is explosion-proof, which means it's contained and the vapors can't get inside of it. So since that is the code, cell phones don't want to make phones that are that way, so we just put up the warning, say don't use your cell phone there.
But wouldn't any electrical devices in your car also cause the same amount of risk?
Absolutely, especially the spark plugs.
So why do cell phones get singled out then?
I think it's one of those things like smoking as well as cell phones. Smoking has caused a few at gas stations, but typically it is something else. It's a person getting in and out of the car, or it's a person filling up a gas can in the back of a truck. Those are the real dangers at the gas stations.
You mean because of the static electricity that's just on your body?
Because of the static electricity that's on your body when you get out of the car, or the static electricity that is generated by the flow of gasoline into the gas can in the back of the truck.
But when you make the comparison with smoking, a lit cigarette is a lot more dangerous than a cell phone battery.
Kind of, sort of. In other words, a lit cigarette, when you're not pulling on it, drawing on it, is a few hundred degrees. When you draw on it, it goes to about 2,000 degrees. A cell phone battery explosion, the explosion of the cell phone battery, and there have been many of those, just not while refueling at a gas station, that can get to tens of thousands of degrees.
But that doesn't happen very often, as you say, and I suppose a car battery could also explode.
Oh, absolutely. Car batteries explode more than cell phone batteries. Almost all of the cell phone batteries are aftermarket batteries that do not have the appropriate charging circuits inside.
So, given all of that, should people be concerned about using their cell phones at gas stations, in your opinion?
No, they shouldn't be concerned about it, but they should follow the rules, because if anything happens there, that will be the cause of the fire, or will be determined to be one of the causes, and it'll be another unsubstantiated. The big thing with the cell phone at a gas station is you're not paying attention. Many of the times at a gas station, a cell phone that has been accused of being the fault is only because the person is doing things like filling up the gas can or going back into the car. It wasn't the cell phone. It was the action that was the cause of the fire.
Stephen Fowler, electrical engineer, joining us from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Thank you for clearing that up.
All right. Thank you.